CJ, in your previous video, you discussed the importance of direct mail marketing. What is the next lead source that you would recommend to your realtors?
Yeah, in the past videos, we went through online leads and direct mail, and now we're getting into open house. That's got to be number three on the list. It is a phenomenal way for agents to meet face-to-face with customers, and that's really what we need to cover next is leveraging open houses. The first question you might be asking is, well, I don't have any listings, so how am I going to get open houses? I mean, the great thing is that we've got wonderful internal relationships here at my firm, and so what happens with the brokers here is that at each one of our company meetings, we are holding open what opportunities we have for open houses. So, you know, Jane has a listing, and Jane says, you know, Barbara, you can go ahead and hold that that listing over. So that's one of the great ways to do it. If you're working somewhere else and you don't have that that network set up, you can certainly call other agents and see if they're willing to let you hold an open house at their property. So there's always opportunities out there. We just try to make it a little bit easier here by always promoting the idea that any agent in our firm can hold an open house at one of our properties.
That's fantastic that you have a lot of open house opportunities for your realtors. How do you pick the best property to hold open?
Well, that's a great question. That's a question that every agent should ask, is not just, you know, can I identify the open house and where can I hold it, but which one's going to get me the best return on investment? First thing that I start with is it an area that you love? You generally, as a human being, as a salesperson, will perform better when it's something that you're generally happy about and it's an area that you like. But I would also look at what's the traffic count in that area? How many people do I think might be able to come by? That's a key component. You might find that you've got an enormous traffic count if your property is right on the highway, but nobody can stop from 80 miles an hour. So that probably is not going to be your best opportunity. You might find a community that's very well received, but this listing is tucked way in the back of the community, and that might not be a very easy one to bring people into. And so we want to find something that's ease of access to get people in, and you're going to have the best opportunity to bring a lot of buyers into that listing and have more conversations, have more face-to-face meetings.
How do you coach your realtors to best prepare for an upcoming open house?
Yeah, preparation is key. So you want to prepare for the open house by learning everything that there is to know about the product. And the product expands beyond the home. So you want to know about all the features, amenities, benefits of that home, but you also want to know about the community, all of the amenities that the community has to offer. Beyond that, you also want to know, where do things generally trade in this community? What are the prices in the community? How quickly do properties trade? And so everything here is about your education on the product, because you've got a prospect in front of you that you're meeting with. Now is your time to shine. In order to do that, you need to have a proper education on what your product is.
Beyond product knowledge, what is another key component to a successful open house?
Okay, so you're geared up for the open house. You know everything that there is to know about that community. Again, it's not going to do you a bit of good if nobody walks in that front door. So next step on the agenda is going to be marketing for that community. And there are a ton of ways that you can market an open house, but it certainly goes beyond just sticking a sign in the front yard. And so we'll start with signs. When do I get my signs out? Well, you don't put your signs out the minute that you open the open house. You should be arriving there hours early, and if the community will allow for signs to be out much earlier, I would be putting that open house with time and date and your cell phone number. I'd put that sign up a day in advance, 2 days in advance, if the sign won't get gone. So that's going to be a key component to it. This is a great opportunity for you to leverage your CRM. Reach out to everybody that is in your database and let them know that you're holding this open house. Let them know that you are open for business. Even if that consumer does not come by that open house, you have now created a touch point showing them that you are out there in the field and that you are working. Who do we want to have come by the open house? Anybody who will come by. These are all relationships for you. So I like to leverage the community itself. And so go out, whether it's hand-delivered, door-to-door invitations to come into the open house. If I have enough time in advance, a direct mail into the community, inviting all of the neighbors to come by and to take a look at that property. If there are neighboring apartment complexes, direct mail to the neighboring apartment complex to bring them by to see it. But the more marketing that you do, the more bodies will come in, the more opportunities you will have in order to share all your wealth of knowledge on that community.
After you generate great traffic, How do you turn prospects into customers?
Turning visitors at an open house into customers is obviously one of the most important things. And so we've done all the right things. We picked the right open house. We marketed it extremely well. We have a lot of traffic that's going by. But here's a problem that I find with a lot of new agents who have been in the business for a short time, is they'll hold the open house and they'll come back very happy that they had 25 people, let's say, stop by the open house. And when we really start to dig into the coaching, what I find is that there is no follow-up in place and that there is no meeting scheduled. And that's a big no-no on this. You want to make sure that you do have the next meeting scheduled with each one of these individuals who stopped by. So as you're finding out more about what they're looking for, it should be creating an action item for you as an agent. Great, I know that you're looking for a 3-bedroom, 2-bath in this community. I have another listing that I'm going to send over to you, and I'd like to show you that listing on Tuesday of next week and set that appointment. When you leave with those appointments, you ultimately will end up with a very, very high rate of conversion of those visitors into clients.
So now that we have covered your top 3 lead sources, what else would you like to share with realtors who want to increase their business?
Yeah, we're going to get into additional lead sources, and this is something that we did in the whiteboard activity. But in the next video, what we're going to cover is the sphere of influence, developing the sphere of influence, making sure that you have the right outreach to the sphere of influence to promote your business.